Blog Talk Radio.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Combo.
That's the only part of Africa that wasn't. And yep. So that's like you were talking about, it's just a pride to be from that part of Africa. There's a big pride. And even Jamaicans and Rastafarians, if that's the way you say it, Rastafari.
Yeah.
They identify with the culture of Ethiopia and Eritrea, mm-hmm. just based on the fact that it was never colonized. But that's a whole nother convo that, you know, they got experts that we got to be real careful about, because they'll check us on our facts. But nah, you know,
Listen up.
is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion Bond, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו, נחפזו. רעדה אחזה אתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות, בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. סובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, King Amal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, 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 and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, shall go before him, shall set us in the way, 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 set us in the way.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto you stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, shall ye return, shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked, and the wicked, between him that serveth God, serveth God, serveth God, and him that serveth him not, serveth him not.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
And here, Midrash, a study on today's psalm, Mizmor Fei Hey, Mizmor Pe Hey, Mizmor Fei Hey, Psalm 85, Psalm LXXXV, Mizmor Fei Hey, Mizmor Pe Hey, Mizmor Fei Hey. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Thou, the eye has turned the captivity of Jacob. La menatzeach libnei Korach mizmor. Ratzitai Yehova arzeka. Shavta shavuta Yaakov. For the leader, la menatzeach. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, la menatzeach. La menatzeach. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah, livnei Korach, of the sons of Korah, livnei Korach, mizmor, a chant, a psalm, Isis, la menatzeach, livnei Korach, mizmor. Ratzita Yahuwah Arzeka. Ratzitai Yahuwah Arzeka. Yahuwah Jehovah, O he who be, we be. Thou, the I male, has been favorable Ratita, Ratita, favorable to I, Ratita, Yahuwah, Arzeka, Arzeka, to the I land, Shavta, Shavut, Yaakov, thou hast turned, Shavta, Shavut, thou hast turned the turning, thou hast turned the captivity, Shavta, Shavut, Shavta, Shavut, Yaakov. The eye has turned the captivity of Yaakov, of Jacob. Zehu, Shamar, Hakatu. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. Zehu, Shamar, Hakatu. Found in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11. Verse 12 that reads, a land that the Lord thy God heareth to, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, always upon it. Eretz asher Yahweh Eloheka do'esha otaha tamida aynei aynei Yahweh Eloheka baha. A land that he who be, we be thy Elohim. Eretz Asheri Yahuwah Eloheka careth, careth for. Doresh Otaha, careth for her. Tamid Aynei Yahuwah Eloheka Baha. The Aynei. Aynei Yahuwah, the eyes of he who be, we be Eloheka, the I Elohim, are always tamid, always tamid, Aynei Yahuwah Eloheka, up on it, on her, Baha, Bah, Bah, Eretz Asheri Yahuwah Eloheka, Doresh Otaha, Tamid Aynei Yahuwah Eloheka Baha. That is Ha'el, Ha'el, the true God, turns to it, turns to Ha, and turns again to it, turns again to Ha, and regards it, and regards Ha, and keeps his eyes upon, upon it, upon, upon her, until such time as its deeds, as her deeds and performance of the precepts concerning it that were enjoined upon, upon Yisrael, the Sar of El, Yasharel, Yisroel, shall find favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. When they bring forth the tithe and observe the years of release and of jubilee, and observe all the other precepts that were enjoined concerning the land, in that hour, in that hour, the land will make its deeds, her deeds, find favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here the Midrash note on Mizmor Fei, Hey, Psalm 85. Here the Midrash note connected here with what is said concerning the years of release, the Shemitah, that is release from debt, the years of release from debt and from plowing the soil. This means the sabbatical year. As scripture says, according to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 26, verse 34, that reads, then shall the land make her Sabbath, her Sabbath, Shabbat, find favor. Then shall the land make her Sabbath find favor. Hear, 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 Wayikra, Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 30, verse 34. Az tirzeh haaretz et shabbatoteha kola yimei hashama ve'atema be'eretz oy bekem az tishbata haaretz ve'tirzata et shabbatoteha. Then shall the land be paid her Sabbath shabbatoteha, as long as it lieth desolate, and ye and y'all are in your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and repay her Sabbath, her shabbatoteha. Az tiyaretzeh haaretz et shabbatoteha, then shall the land be paid her Sabbath. Az tiretzeh haaretz et shabbatoteha, then shall the land make her Sabbath find favor. Az tiretzeh haaretz et shabbatoteha. And here, Midrash Pei Hei, Psalm 85. Apparently, instead of tirtzeh, enjoy, the commentator reads tirtzeh, instead of tirtzeh, enjoy. The commentator here in the Midrash reads the glyphs as tirtzeh. That means to cause, to find favor. So instead of tirtzeh, commentator reads it as tirtzeh, cause to find favor. Az tiretzeh haaretz et shabbatoteha, then shall the land make her Sabbath find favor. Hence, hear, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Fei Hei Pei Hei, hence, thou hast been favorable, thou, the eye has been favorable to thy land. Ratzi tai Yahua aritzeka, O he who be who he be. Ratzita, thou hast been favorable, aritzeka, to thy, the island. Ratzi tai Yahua aritzeka, thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Hear, today's song. Mizmor Fei Hei Pei Hei, Psalm 85, here Hebraically, the Gamel, the third verse. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Nasata Eon Ameka, Nasata Eon Evon Evon Ameka, Nasata Evon Ameka, Evon Ameka, forgiven, lifted up. Nasata, the eye male has lifted up. Nasata, Evon, or Evon, modern Hebrew, Evon, Nasata, Evon Ameka, ancient pointing, Nasata, Evon Ameka, thou hast forgiven, thou hast lifted up the iniquity, the Eon, Ameka, of the high people. Can anything but the land wherein they dwell cause the iniquity of Amo Yisrael, of the people of Yisrael, to be forgiven? Since it is said, even in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 24, the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Ha'am ha'yoshev baha nisu a'on. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Ha'am ha'yoshev baha. The people ha'am ha'yoshev baha that dwell baha in ha nisu a'on nisu avon. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Ha'am ha'yosher babaha nisu aron. Behold, the living. Behold, the living. The living shall be forgiven. The dead too? Yes. Since scripture says, according to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43, scripture says, its earth makes expiation for his people. Its earth makes expiation for his people. And here, Devarim, Deuteronomy 32, here, the last part of verse 43, V'kiper admato amo, V'kiper admato amo, and doth make expiation for the land of his people, one reading, V'kiper and kiper expiation, kiper pardon, like atonement, kapar, kiper, would kiper, admato, adma, adama, the land, admato, his land, amo, his people, would kiper, admato, amo. And here, Midrash note, the Yehudi version also reads, and doth make expiation for the land of his people, the land of his people, but also may be read, its earth, admato, admato, its earth makes expiation with kiper, makes atonement with kiper for his people, amo, with kiper, admato, amo. We are to understand, to understand, to come to the understanding that what makes expiation keeper for Amo is its very earth, Admato. Happy are they that dwell in the land of Yisrael. Happy are they that dwell in the Eretz Yisrael. Here, note, land in the Brit Chadash sense also applies to the true consciousness, the consciousness of Yisrael, of Asar, of El, of the Prince of the Almighty, of Yasharel, of the upright of the Almighty, of Yisroel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the true Almighty. So the land, new covenant sense, consciousness, the true consciousness of the true spiritual thought. Happy are they that dwell in the Eretz Yisrael, the land, the consciousness of Yisrael. For neither when they are alive, nor when they are dead, is sin, is chet, or iniquity, evon, in them. Thus, like this scripture says, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Fei Hey, Psalm 85, here in the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse, Psalm 85, verse 3, Hebraically, thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people, thou that I hast pardoned all their sin forever. for Iva. Nasata Eron Ameka Kasi Kakola Hatatam Fela. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Nasata Eron Ameka. Thou hast pardoned Kasita. Thou hast covered Kasita. Thou hast pardoned Kasita. To cover Kasita call Chatatam Selah. Call all Chatatam. All their Chatat, the Chatiyat, their sin, the uckery. Chatatam Selah. Forever. Nasata Eron Ameka. Kasita call Chatatam Selah. And here on Nasata, from Nasa, Nasata to lift up, Nasata, either modern pointing Nasata, but ancient pointing Nasata, 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 Eron, Eron, Nasata, Eron, Ameka, Nasa, Nasa, the I male Nasata, has lifted up, Nasata has lifted up as though Evon, Evon or Eon, Eon, Evon, iniquity, twisted pervertedness, a crushing burden that's up on upon the people. He who be who he be has Nasa, has lifted the Evon of Ameka, of the eye of Amon Israel. Nasata, Eon, Ameka, Kasita, Kola, Hadatam, Selah, forever. And also it is written, even in Micah chapter 7, verse 18, who is a God like to thee, the eye that pardoneth the iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? Mi el kamoka no se aona we over ala pesha lisharita nachlato lo hechzik la ad apo. Who is a God? Me, El. Who? El. True good, true God, Almighty El. Me, who? El. Me, El. Me, El. Kamoka. Like Kamoka. Like to the I, man. Me, El. Kamoka. No say Aon. No say the pardoner, the lifter of Aon. Aon. No say Aon. No say Aon. We over Al Pesha. And passeth over. We over. We over Al Pesha. Al Pesha. Passeth all upon Pesha, passes over Pesha, iniquity passes over transgression, Pesha, Pesha, rebellion, sense of rebellion, but transgression, passes over transgression, with over al Pesha, Lisharita Nachlato, for li Sheerit, for the Sheerit, for the remnant, Nachilato, of his Nachila, Nachilato, of his heritage, Lish Erita Nachilato. Lo hechazika la'ada apo, kia hafeita chesedhu. He retaineth not his anger forever for either, because he delighteth in mercy. Lo hechazik, lo, not hechazik, not strong, not being like strong, like chazak yad, a strong hand, hechazik. Not strong, la'ad, forever going on. La'ad, forever Apo, forever his anger. He retaineth the sense here, he retaining not his anger forever. Lohe chazika la'ada Apo. Ki ha'fate, ki for ha'fate, ha'fate, for he delighteth ha'fate. Chesed, chesed, mercy, loving kindness, who? He, because he delighted, for delighting mercy, loving kindness, who? He, for he delighted in mercy. Mi el kamoka, no se aona we obir al pesha'a, li sherita nachlat, lo he chazika la'adapo, ki ya chafeita chesed u. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath, thou the eye hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 85, Hebraically, the fourth verse that reads, thou hast taken away all thy wrath, thou the eye hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Asafta kol evratika, he shivota meyachron apeka. As Ezekiel said, Yechezekel, Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 5 verse 13, thus shall mine anger spend itself. Thus, like this, shall mine anger spend itself. Wekala api, thus shall my anger api, thus shall my anger spend itself. Wekala api. And as Hosea also said, I will heal their backsliding, for mine anger is turned away from him. In Hosea chapter 14 verse 5, I will heal their backsliding, for mine anger is turned away from him. Erepa mishuvatam, erepa, erepa mishuvatam, erepa mishuvatam. I will heal their backsliding. Ohebe nedava, I will love them freely. Ohebe nedava, loving them nedava. Ohebe manedava, ohebe nedava. Ki shaba biya mimenu, for mine anger is turned away from him. Ki shab api mimenu, mimenu, from him. Ki for shab, turn api, my anger, mimenu, mimenu, from him. Erpa mishuvatam, ohveima nedava, ki shab api ya mimenu. When the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, asked, how long wilt thou be angry with us? How long will the eye be angry with I and I? Thou didst say, even in Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14, return, O backsliding children. Thou the I did say, even in Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 14, return, O backsliding children. Shavu vanim shovavim, or shavu banim shobabim, return. Shavu banim shobabim, O backsliding children. Banim, sons, sons, Banim, Shobabim, backsliding, Shuvu, Banim, Shobabim, return, O backsliding sons, O backsliding children, Shuvu, Abanim, Shobabim. However, when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons of Yisrael said to thee, return thou first, return I first, return thou first, as is said even in Psalm 90, Hebraically the 13th verse, return, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, how long? Shuva Adonai Admatai, Shuva Yahuwah Admatai, return, O Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Shuva Yahuwah Admatai, how long, Ad, until, Matai, when, Admatai, how long, Shuva Yahuwah Admatai. Thou, the I, disreply, nay, nah, but make Yisrael, make Israel return first. Since thou wilt not return alone, and since we, I and I, will not return alone, let make the two of us, I and I, return as one. As is said even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Fei Hey, Mizmor Peh Hey, Mizmor Fei Hey, Psalm 85, Hebraically the 5th verse that reads, return both of us, return both of us, O God of our salvation. Shuvenu Elohe Yishainu, return both of us. O Elohim of I and I Yeshua, of I and I victory, of I and I salvation. Shuvenu Elohe Yishainu, return or restore both of us. Elohe Yishainu, Elohe Elohim of Yasha'a, Yeshua, of our salvation, of our victory. Shuvenu, restore both of us. Elohe Yishainu. And what is thine answer? Hear the next verse, today's daily psalm, the wow verse, Mizmor Pei Hey, Mizmor Fei Hey, Psalm 85, Hebraically the 6th verse, that reads, wilt thou be angry with us, with I and I forever? And what is thine answer? Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Ha-le'olam te'anaf banu, ha-le'olam forever, ha-le'olam te'anaf banu, wilt thou be angry with us, te'anaf banu, against us, banu, against I and I, ha-le'olam forever, forever. If we repent, if I and I repent, have a change of heart and mind, wilt thou not receive us? Won't I receive I and I? Hear the Zion verse, Hebraically, Psalm 85, verse 7. Wilt thou, the I, not quicken us again? Wilt the I not revive, lively up I and I, give I and I life and liberty again? Hello, Ata, Tashub, Techayenu. Hello, Ata, is it not the I and none other? Hello, Ata, Tashub, Techayenu, Tashub, to restore, to return, Techayenu, to give life, to lively, to enliven I and I, to revive I and I. Hello, Ata, Tashu, Techayenu, even as Yechezkel, Ezekiel, says in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 12, behold, I will open your graves. Behold, I will open your graves. Lake nahina be we amarta elehem kohamara Adonai Yahweh hine aniya poteach eta kerabotekem we ha eleiti et kema mia kibrotekem amia we hebeiti et kema eladamat Israel. Hear the fuller verse. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Lake Himna Beya with Amar Ta Elehem. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Kohamara Adonai Yahweh. Thus saith he, Adonai, Adonai, he who be who ye be, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh. Thus saith Adonai, Adonai, the sovereign, he who be who he be. Hine, behold, hine, ania poteach eta karabotekem. Behold, I will open poteach, poteach, ania poteach, poteach eta karabotekem. I will open karabotekem, your graves. We ha elati et kema mia kibrote kema ami, and cause you, y'all, to come up, to aliyah up, to come up out of your grave, oh my people. We ha elati, and I will be the aliyah upper of the island, cause you to come up. We ha elati at the camp, niya kibore tekem, ni kibore tekem, ami, ami, oh my people. We hebeti at the camp, illa adamat Yisrael, and I will bring you with Hebeiti, with Hebeiti, with Hebeiti at the camp, Il Adamat, to the Adamat, to the land Yisrael, to the land of Yisrael, to the land of Israel. Lake na hina be we amar ta ille ho hamar Adonai Yahweh hineya ania foteach et kebrotekem we ha eleiti et kema mia kebrotekem ami we hebeiti et kema il adamat Yisrael. And again in Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 14, and I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will put my spirit, my irit, in you, in the eye, and the eye shall live. We natati rochi bakem, we chiyitem, and I will put, we natati, I will put, we natati rochi, rochi, my spirit, my iris, bakem, bakem, in y'all, and I will put my spirit, my iris, in y'all. We natati arochi bakem, we chiyitem, we chiyitem, and y'all shall live, we chiyitem. ונתתי רוחי בכם וחייתם. And I will put my spirit in you, and you and y'all shall live. Here I midrashno. I will put my spirit in you. With natati rochi bakem, in y'all, in you all. This is the explanation of the breath. The breath entering the bones to revive them, to lively them up. Israel's restoration could not be achieved by human power, but only by the spirit of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Thus, we natati rochi bakem, we achiyitem. And I will put my spirit, my iris, in you, in y'all, and you, y'all, shall live. Live.
Psalm 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, 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 and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, shall go before him, shall set us in the way, 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 shall set
Yes, yes, yes. Midnight, midnight, and dove right there. There's the air for today's daily psalm for the Midrash. First three perekim right there, section of the Midrash for Psalm 85 right there. There's the air giving thanks to DJ Ross Sijaman. Sijaman. Yes, I, for that double eyes right there. There's the air. And here for the Monday podcast, Rastafari Midrash Mondays right here, Psalm 85, Royal Order Psalm. Here we have the 17th weekly Torah portion, Yitro. Yitro, also known as in the English as Jethro, Moshe's Midianite priest. He's a priest, right? Midianite father-in-law. Some say here's the Ethiopian connection, but here. Let's write up the first and second Aliyot here. Here we're at day two of the Shabuah, Shabuah Tov, a good, strong Shabuah Tov, Tawah, beneficial Shabuah B'Hashem Yeshua.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, God, God. God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Yahuwah, Yahuwah Echad. That
is one. Children of the new covenant, here I, O Israel, Jarastafari. One. Blaze in tongue of flame, get a youth, so you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief on a stone, elect and precious. And he that believes on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. You can of the new name covenant. Here I am, Israel. The Rastafari is one. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold the hire of the laborers, who are reaped down for field, which is of you kept back by fraud, quiet, and the cries of them which have reaped, are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or armies. Children of the new name. new covenant. Here I am, Israel. Jah Rastafari is one. Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here
For the Rishon, the first Aliyah, first up offering up here for this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 18. Redemption, third item, experience, leaning on the arm of flesh. Here, picking up the Sefer Shemot. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, for the Rishon, the first Aliyah. First up offering up here for this Shabbat Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 18. Redemption, third item, experience, leaning on the arm of flesh. Here picking up the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot. Exodus chapter 18. Hebrew first words here. V'shem ha'av v'hatein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who ye be, the one. V'yishma'a yitro, kohen midian, chotein Moshe, eit kol asher asa Elohim, le Moshe. Ula Yisrael Ammo, Ki Yahotzi Hoa et Yisrael Mimitzrayim. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim, the true good, the true God, had done for Moshe, for Moses, and for Yisrael, for Israel, his people, and that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had brought Yisrael Mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Vayishma'a Yitro, and he heard. Jethro heard. Vayishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian Chotein Moshe, the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of the Chotein Moshe, Eit kol asher asa Elohim. All that Elohim had done, li Moshe, for Moses, u li Yisrael, ammo, and for Yisrael, for Israel, ammo, his people, How Yahuwah Jehovah had brought, had Exodus. Ki Yahotzi Yahuwah et Yisrael, Israel, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Then Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moshe's wife, Eshet Moshe, Moshe's Eshet Orset, after he had sent her back, after he had sent her, and her two sons, of whom the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. Ki amar gera, hayiti be'eretza nakriya. And the name of the other, Eliezer. And the name of the other, Eliezer. Ki elohe avi be'ezri. Vayatzeleini me'chereb paro. For the Elohim of my father, Elohe Avi, for the Elohim of my father, said he, was mine help, Be'ezri, in my help, Be'ezri, and delivered, and I livered, Vayatzeleini, and had delivered, had snatched I, delivered I, Vayatzeleini, me'chereb paro, from the sword, the Chereb of Paro, and Yitro and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife, Ishto or Seto, with his orset to Moshe, Bamidbar, into the wilderness, where he encamped at the mount of Elohim, at Har Elohim. And he said to Moshe, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, Yitro, and come to the eye, and Ishteka, and the eye Ishet, Eshet, Oset, the eye wife, and her two sons with her. And Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law, and did obeisance, bowed, and kissed him, and they asked each other of their shalom, of their welfare. And they came into the tent, and Moshe and Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had done to Paro and to the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, for Yisrael's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and Yahuwah, how Jehovah delivered, I delivered them. Vayesapera Moshe lechotno et kol asher asah Yahuwah lefaro. Ula Mitraim Ala Odot Yisrael Eit Kola Hatala'a Ashera Mitzatam Ba Derek Wayat Elaim Yahuwah 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 Yahuwah. And Yitro and Jethro rejoice for all the goodness Yahuwah had done to Yisrael, to Israel, whom he had delivered, I delivered out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians. Why had Yitro al kol ha'Torah asher asah Yahuwah le Yisrael asher hi silo miyad Mitzrayim. Now, and Jethro and Yitro, and Yitro said, blessed be Yahuwah Jehovah, who has delivered, I delivered you, snatched you, delivered you out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Paro, out of the hand of Faro, Pharaoh, the great house, who have delivered, I delivered Ha'am, the people, from under the hand, from under the yard of the Mitzrayim. Now, I know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, greater than all gods, than all Elohim. For in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, He was. Above. Vayomer Yitro. Baruk Yahuwah. Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Paro Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am Miyad Tachata Yada Mitzrayim Ata Yadaeti Yakiya Gadoli Hoa Mikol Ha'elohim Ki Badavar Asher Zadu Elehem. And Yitro said, and Jethro said, Wayomer Yitro, Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch Yahuwah, blessed be Jehovah, Baruch Yahuwah, Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyada Mitzrayim, blessed be he who be who he be, who have snatched you out of the hand, out of the yard of the Mitzrayim. Baruch Yahuwah, Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro, and out of the yard of Paro, out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of the hand of the great house. Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am, Miyatachata Yad Mitzrayim, who hath delivered, I delivered Ha'am, who has snatched, delivered the people. Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am, Miyatachat, from under, Miyatachat Yad Mitzrayim, from under the hand of the Mitzrayim. Ata Yadaiti, now I know. Ata Yadaiti. Ata yadaeti, now I know. Ata yadaeti yakia gadoli Yahuwah. Now I know that Jehovah is greater mi kol ha'elohim than all the Elohim, than all the natures, than all the Elohim. Mi kol ha'elohim. Badavara. Asher zadu elehem, yea, for that they dealt proudly against them. Ki for vadavar, by the word Asher, that which yadu elehem, for that they dealt proudly against them,
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 against them.
For in the thing, for in the word, ki vadavar, vadavar, ki vadavar, asher zadu elehem. For in the davar, the word, in the thing, for in the thing, ki vadavar, for in the thing, the word, wherein they dealt proudly. Ki vadavar asher zadu elehem,
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 elehem, elehem. Above them he was, above them. Now Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for Elohim, Elohim, and Aharon, and Aaron came, and all the Ziknei Yisrael, all the elders of Yisrael, to eat bread with Moshe's father-in-law, Lifnei HaElohim, before the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayikach Yitro, Choten Moshe, Ola, Uazvachim Lelohim Wayavo Aharon Wikola Ziknei Yisrael Le Ekola Lechem Im Chotein Moshe Lifnei Ha Elohim and Yitro and Jethro Moses' father-in-law took Wayikach Yitro and he took Yitro and Jethro took Wayikach Yitro Chotein Moshe Moses' Chotein, the Chotein of Moshe, Moses' father-in-law, Ola, Ola, a burnt offering, a holocaust offering, an ascension offering, Ola, O Zevahim, O Zebachim, and sacrifices, O Zevahim, L'Elohim, for Elohim, the true good, the true God, Wayavo Aharon, and Aaron came. Wayabo Aharon and Aaron came, Wakola Zikne Yisrael and all the Zikne of Yisrael, the elders of Israel, Le Ekol Lechem, to eat bread, Le Ekol Lechem, to eat bread, Aim Chotein Moshe, with Moses' Chotein, with Moses' father-in-law, Lifne ha Elohim, before the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, 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 Trinity. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, Gevio Yisrael, here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for the second. Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Of offering, offering up. Second ascension here, the second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro, 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 Jethro. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 18 here at verse 13 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second of offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe, that Moses sat to judge Ha'am, the people, and Ha'am and the people stood by Moshe, stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. Wayehi miya machoret mi machorata wayesheva Moshe lishpot et Ha'am. Waya emoda ha'am al Moshe min ha'boker ad ha'arav. And it came to pass, wayehi, and it came to pass on the morrow, wayehi, miya ma'charot, mi ma'charat, mi ma'charat, wayehi, miya ma'charat. And it came to pass on the morrow, wayeshev, that sat Moshe, that Moses sat, Wayeshev Moshe Lishpot, that Moses sat to judge et ha'am, the people. Wayeshev Moshe Lishpot et ha'am. Wayaemod ha'am. And the people stood. Wayaemod ha'am. And the people stood. Alam Moshe stood about or upon about Moses. Mi nahaboker from the boker, from the morning. Mi haboker. Adaha Arav, from the morning to the evening, 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 the evening. And when Moshe's Chotein, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to Ha'am, to the people, he said, What this thing that thou doest to Ha'am? Why sittest thou thyself alone, all one, and all Ha'am, the people, stand by thee? From morning to even, 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 even. Wayare'e choteina Moshe et kol asher hu ose la'am. Wayomer ma hadavar hazeh, 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 hazeh. Asher ata ose la'am. Madu'a ata yosheva levadeka. We call Ha'am, Mitzava, Aleka, Minabok, Erra Ada Areva. And when Moses' Chotein, father-in-law, saw Wayare'e Chotein, Moshe, all that he did to the people, Eitakol Asherahu, Ose, La'am, he said, Wayomer, Ma, Hadavar Hazeh, what is this thing? What is this word? What is this matter? What is this thing? Mah hadavar hazeh asher ata oseh la'am, that thou, the I, male, doest to the people. Asher ata oseh la'am. Madu'a, 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 madu'a. Why My dua, ata, wise I. My dua, ata, Yoshev, le'vadeka. Why sittest thou thyself, le'vadeka, by thyself alone, le'vadeka. With kol ha'am, nitzav, aleka. And all the people, and all the people stand about thee, I mean, boker, from morning, arda, arev, to the arev, to the arev, to the evening, to the evening. And Moshe said to his father-in-law, said to Chotanu, his father-in-law, because the people, ha'am, come to me, come to I, to inquire of Elohim. Vayomer Moshe lechotno, ki yavo elai ha'am, lidrosh Elohim. And Moses said to his chotno, his father-in-law, vayomer Moshe lechotno, ki yavo, because coming elai to I ha'am, because the people come to I, ki yavo elai ha'am. Lidrosh Elohim, to inquire, lidrosh, to seek, to inquire, lidrosh Elohim, of the true good, of the true God. When they have a matter, they come to me, they come to I, and I judge between one and another, and I do make know the statutes of Ha-Elohim, Etahuke Ha-Elohim. And his laws were eta torotayo. And Moshe's father-in-law Chotain said to him, the thing that thou doest, not good. Vayomer Chotain Moshe Elayo, lot of hadavar. Asher ata oseh, the davar, the matter, the word that thou doest is lotov, not good, lotov, hadavar, asher ata oseh, thou will surely wear away, both thou, the I, and this people, that with the eye, for this thing, too heavy for the eye, thou art not able to perform it thyself, alone. Hearken now to my voice, I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with the eye, be thou for the people to Elohim word, that thou, the I, mayest bring the causes to Elohim, to Ha Elohim. Lotov hadavar rasha ata oseh, not good the thing that the I doeth. Navola pivola gamata gam ha'am haze asher imach. Kia kaved mimka, mimka ki kaved mimka, too heavy for the eye, hadavar lo tukala, esehu levadeka, surely thou will wear away both thou and this people that is with the eye, kia kaved mimka, for the thing is too heavy for the eye. Ki kaveda mimeka hadavar lo tukala esehua levadeka, the eye art not able to perform it thyself, levadeka alone. Ata shema'a bikoli, hearken now to my voice. Ata shema'a, now hearken here, bikoli, to my voice. Ia atzika. I will counsel, I'm counseling the eye. Ia atzika, vihi Elohim imach, Heye, ata, la amula, ha Elohima, we, heveta, ata, eta, ha devarim, illa ha Elohim. I will give thee I counsel. Hearken now, ata, shema'a, bikoli, to my voice, bikoli, iya atzeka, and I will counsel, give counsel, I will counsel thee I, iya atzeka. We he Elohim imach, and Elohim be with the eye. We he Elohim imach. Hey ye, ata la'am. Be thou the eye for the people. Mula ha Elohim before Elohim. We heveta ata eta hadvarim el ha Elohim and bring the eye, and bring thou, with heve ta ha ta, and bring the eye, eta ha devarim. The cause is the words, ha devarim, the matters, il ha Elohim, to ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt shew them the way wherein they must walk, must tribe, and the walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, such as reverence, respect Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge Ha'am, the people, at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to the eye, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with the eye. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee, so then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place. Be shalom in shalom, 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 shalom. So here, 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 pick up the first and second aliyot here of the seven aliyot for this sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong 17th, Yitro, Yitro, a.k.a. Jethro. Now, it is said that after the coming out, you know, from Mitzrayim, from the Tawi, the two lands, out of 600,000, they say, sons of Yisrael, sons of Israel, Hebrews, that Yitro, Jethro, was the only one, the first and the only one after all that happened. Yes, they sang that song, the Shir Hayam, but Yitro, Moses' Chotino, his Midianite father-in-law, priest of Midian, father-in-law, is the first one here to give Baraka. You know, it's often said in the narrative that of all that we find recorded that we have here, Moses' Midianite, some say that's the Ethiopian relation right there, Midianite father-in-law who's a priest of Midian, is the first one upon his Shema, his Shama, he heard. No, Shama, he heard. Shema, hear, command. Shema, hear. Shama, he had heard what Yahuwah Eloheinu had done for the Bnei Yisrael. And he comes forward, and he's the first one to give Baraka, to bless Baruch, Yahuwah, to bless Jehovah. Faith comes by what? By hearing. So he had heard. So just interesting here that out of 600,000, they sang, they were happy, they murmured, they complained. But when his father-in-law comes forward, he's the first to give Baraka as well as to offer offering. Just a key principle right here. Baraka, Baraka. Yes, hi.
Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
And Moses' Midianite Hebrew priest, father-in-law, also gives him counsel of carrying that heavy, that heavy load. He was He was judging or ruling and administering justice in the camp from morning to evening, from the Boker to the Erev, right? And his father-in-law said, that's a heavy, 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 heavy load. Hi, Jemma. Yitro, Jethro told Moshe that it's a heavy, heavy, heavy load to carry that administration. So what Jethro also introduces here, he's the first one to give a Baruch, right, to declare that he who be, who he be is blessed, right? And he also brings forth offerings and the sacrifices to bless your name. And what's interesting is that the Torah portion begins off in that, and he heard that whole connection with faith and hearing. He heard and his action coming forward. And the first one of 600,000 Israelites to bless he who be, who he be. You know, the song of the sea of Moses and Miriam, the sister of Aharon. Why does the Torah do that? It says Miriam, the sister. Is there something more going on? The sister of Aharon. Isn't she the sister of Moses too? But they sung and they gave praises, Isis, beautiful Isis at the Yam Suf, at the Et Rabahia, at the Sea of Reeds. But we have Yitro coming forward to say Baruch, to say blessed be he who be we be, to bring forth offerings and also to give his son-in-law some very, very important advice. You know, Proverbs speaks about in, you know, the multitude of a council, purposes are established and good counsel to make war. But here he brings forth counsel by concerning administration. Moses was taking that burden, we could say, of government and governance all upon himself. And his father-in-law bringing his family and his children, you know, Tim said, this is not good. This is, you're going to wear yourself out and you're going to wear the people out. But what he proposes is very interesting. Here's where we get a groundation of the shof, right? The ancient system of the shof. Some might enunciate it as the shos. Maybe this is a connection with the hek shaus or the shof, as we have the sif in one pronunciation of some of the ancient Afro-Shemitic languages. This boils down to Hebrew into like the shoftim, that principle of judges. It's even like an ancient kind of a federal kind of a system. You know, he said that there'll be ones who are over tens. You know, in the military, what they call that right there, right? Then like ones who are over 50s and over 100 and over 1,000, you know, and to teach them basic principles and the basic qualifications for these men. You know, and after he gave his advice, he says, you know, and may he who be who he be for thee, right? And you be a kind of a direction to the people, but these others can help you in that administration, that heavy, heavy, heavy load. We'll get more into that, because here's a transition. We have a transition from the Exodus of the previous 16th sabbatical to here in Yitro, and coming to, we could say, Sinai and that mount and the giving, right, of the Esaret HaDibarim, or the 10 words that's often called, we say, falsely, according to the letter of the law, falsely the 10 commandments. Actually, it's the 10 words and the commandments. And when Yisrael actually becomes that people, when they enter into that covenant. But here's Chloe Nazanian concerning that heaviness, that heavy, heavy load, but heavy as lead, right here, 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 before we ride up.
We miss the mark, we miss the sin, sinful
He said, yes, yes, take that yoke. Yes, I, yoke of the King of Kings, Christ. Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 85. Let's ride up with today's daily psalm, go through the Tehillim, the overview, and go through a little verse by verse study right here. Midrash Mondays here, today's daily psalm.
Here we have today's daily song. We have
Psalm 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease.
wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his step. Righteousness shall go before him, 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 and shall set us in the way of his step. Righteousness shall go before him, shall go before him, shall set us in the way, 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 shall set us in the way.
מזמור פה למנצח לבני קורח מזמור. רצית אדוני ארצך, שבת שבית יעקב. נשאת עוון עמך, כיסית כל חטאתם סלע. אספת כל עברתך, השיבות מחרון אפיך. שובנו אלוהי ישענו, והפר כעסך עמנו. עלי עולם תענף בנו, תמשוך אפך לדור ודור. הלא אתה תשוב תחיינו, ועמך ישמחו בה. הראינו אדוני חסדך, וישעך תיתן לנו. אשמע מה ידבר האל אדוני, כי ידבר שלום אל עמו ואל חסידיו, ואל ישובו לחסלם. אך קרוב לרעב ישעו, לשכון כבוד בארצנו. חסד ואמת נפגשו, צדק ושלום נשקו. אמת מארץ תצמח, וצדק משמיים נשקף. גם אדוני ייתן הטוב, וארצנו תיתן יבולה. צדק לפניו יהלך, וישם לדרך פעמיו, 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 פעמיו.
The elect of Jolette of this world, remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language. Learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Hamaric language. You see?
Can you see? See the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue.
Lamanatiach nibnei korach mizmor. Ratzitai hua arzeka shavta shavuta Yaakov. Ratzitai hua arzeka shavta shavuta Yaakov. Nesaita eona ameka kisita kol hat atam. Seva, 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 seva. Ya, Yahuwah, Shah Jehovah, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Ratzita Yahuwah arzeka. Thou hast been favorable, Ratzita, Ratzita, Yahuwah, Arzeka, Shavta, Shavut, Yaakov. Thou hast turned the captivity of Yaakov, of Jacob,
Nasaita Eon Ameka. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Kasita Kol Chataatam Selah. Thou hast pardoned all their sin, their Akri Kol Chataatam, all their missing the mark, forfeiture, lack. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have the Fei Hei, or some might point it as Pei. Pei Hei, Fei Hei, Psalm LXXXV, Psalm 85, according to the Sefer Tehillim, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Tzedek, the righteous king. Abinu Malkeinu, Gurmawi Kirmawi, Chayla Selassie. Yes, I, Rastafari. This is a prayer. We have a prayer of return exiles. Prayer of return exiles in today's daily psalm. Mizmor Fei Hei. Mizmor Pei Hei. The 85th psalm. La Menatzeach. Livnei Korach. Mizmor. For the leader, for the chief musician, the musical chief. La Menatzeach, Libnei Korach, a psalm of the sons of Korah, or for the sons of Korah, Libnei Korach, Mizmor, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation of Mizmor. This is a prayer here of the returned exiles, the reaction of the captives from Babylon who had come back. Rephrase, who had come forward, coming out of Babylon and forward to the homeland, are vividly mirrored in this mizmor. In today's mizmor, today's psalm, today's chant, depressed, downpressed by the sense of desolation which confronted them, the newly returned exiles to the homeland, and the magnitude of the task of reconstruction. Of rebuilding, reconstruction, renewal, restoration, the Renaissance. They and I, we pray. Word, sound, power, that the divine anger, which had sanctioned the national disaster in the first place, may be wholly and completely and holistically withdrawn, so that they and I, and we. May look to the future with confidence, with eifidence, confidence, assurity in the victory of good over evil. So a reply comes to their and I and I petition in today's Mizmor, Mizmor Fei Hei, Mizmor Pei Hei, a heartening, heart to come. Assurance, yes, I, Rastafari, heart to cry assurance that all will be well, that all be well and all will be well. Today's daily psalm. La Menatzeach, Libnei Korach, Mizmor. Ratzita Yehovah Arzeka, Shavta Shavuta Yaakov. Nasaita e'on ameka, kasita kola chatatam, selah, selah. Lord, Lord, Yahweh, he who be, we be, Adonai, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Ratzita Yahweh, arzeka, thou hast been favorable to thy land in the overthrowing of the power of Babylon and the Babylonian system, even in these, their last days and times, and the bestirring of Cyrus, the king of Persia, to allow the Yehudi, the Jews, even the black Jews of Persia, to return to Judea, So the restoration of the black Jews of Persia, of the Yehudi, seen from the conqueror's point of view, was a piece of state policy. But from that of the devout Israelite, and I have the new name, the precious name, this was the result of Jah's working upon the heart of the new ruler of Babylon. There's a prophetic here, brothers and sisters.
natural mystic, even this time of this season, even here, even on the air and the ire of today's daily psalm, give ear, give ear, give ear. Ratzita Yehova Aritzeka, Shabta Shabuta Yaakov. Turned the captivity. Shabta Shabut. Some point in there, Shavit, Shabta, Shabta Shavit, Shabta Shavit. Some point in there, but we have the Kere, Shavit or Shavit, Shavit. But we have the Ketiv, Shavut, speaking of the captivity of turning, Shab, Shuv, Shuv, to turn, even with Teshuvah, repentance, that turn, that 180 from the stray way to Yahweh. But here, to he who be, we be, we say word, sound, and power, Shabta, Shavuta, Yaakov, the Shavut of Yaakov, the captivity of Jacob, the Shavut, Shavut, a Shavit, in that sense, even the remnant, right? That remnant, Shavut, caused them to turn and return. Shavuta, Shavut, Yaakov, the captivity. Shabta, Shabta, the eye has turned, the Shavuta, Yaakov. Now, more of this is also found in Psalm 83, round about verse 7, verse 6, verse 7. But here, the phrase, it alludes to the end. This is speaking of the end of the exile. You find on the Falash Amara, right, Amharakin, yes, I, Rastafari, we of the new name, the precious name, and speaking of the diaspora here in this beginning, in this season of the 400 years, even right here, that turning of the captivity, the ending of the exile. But let's pay attention. And it's the price of the truth. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Verse 2. In the KJV, this is the Gimel verse, but verse 2 right here in the KJV, it reads, Nasaita Eon. Eon or Evon. Nasaita Evon. Ameka. Thou hast forgiven. Nasaita has lifted up. Nasaita. Nasaita. Nasa. Nasaita. The eye of he who be, who he be. Eon. The Eon or the Evon. Modern Hebrew, the Evon. Nasaita Evon Ameka. Nasaita Evon Ameka. Thou hast forgiven the Evon. The Evon. The Eon. Eon. The On. The Eon. The Evon of thy people. Ameka. This is the key. This is the key. Of thy people, of Jah people, have forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast pardoned all their ukaris. Kasita kol hatatam, selah. Kasita kol hatatam, 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 the ukaris. Call all their ukaris. Call hatatam. The eye has pardoned. Kasita, kasita, kol chatatam, selah. Forgiven. In the first part of the second verse, KJV, right? For those studying the Masoretic, knows it's the Gimel verse. But right here we have Nasaita, Nasaita Eon, Eon, Nasaita Eon, Ameka. Nasaita Evon Ameka. Thou hast forgiven, thou hast Nasa, Nasaita, the eye has lifted up. As though, because it really be in the true reality, a crushing burden upon Ha'am, upon the people, upon Jah people. No other explanation of the remarkable change in the national state of our I and I condition, right? Could suggest itself to the psalmist and even Ionized mind and meditation then, other than Jah's pardon and his forgiveness of the national ukaris. That's the only thing. We have come to such a fallen state, just speaking generally as the once lost, you know, a fallen state that only Jah's pardon of I in his eyes, as his people, right, and as a nation, even though amongst the nations we are no nation, but once that pardon has come through in today's daily psalm, that return of the exile, it's like that birth or that rebirth, that regeneration, that renaissance, that prayer of the return exiles right here. Kasita, kasita, kasita in the Hebrew here, the eye is translated as pardon.
here in the Masorah and the Sefer Tehillim, the Mizmor Pe Fe He Psalm, right here, we have Kasita. Kasita is covered. The eye has covered, hidden from view, hidden from view. And we have a beautiful Selah, pause, a pause right here. Pause right here at the third verse. We have the third verse right here in the Sefer Tehillim. Second verse in the KJV, a pause right here. But there's more right here. In this section, the first verses, verses 1, 2, 3, all right, the Aleph, the Beit, and here's the Gimel verse after that Selah pause. So there needs to be a pause there, all right, a pause. The eye has forgiven the iniquity of thy people. The eye has pardoned all their akaris, kol chataatam. Chataatam, all their lack, their missing, their falling short, their forfeiture. All that's covered over. That's been covered over. That's been covered over. That's been covered over.
Selah.
Pause.
Selah.
Selah. The eye has withdrawn all thy wrath. The eye has turned from the fierceness of thine anger. Asafta kola evrateka, the eye's wrath, evratek, call all of your wrath. Asafta has gathered in. So this sense of withdrawing, of he be withdrawing, is gathering it in. Asaf, the root asaf here. Asafta, speaking to the eye male, he be has gathered in. The effects of that wrath are no longer felt by them. Asafta, kola evrateka. Hey shivota, me cheron apeka. The eye has turned. Hey shivota, me cheron. Apeka, the eye's anger, apeka, the eye has turned from the fierceness aroused by Israel, the man who sees, the mind who's supposed to see the true good, the true God, Yashavel, and be the upright of the true good, the true God, aroused by the lapses, the falling short, the ukaris, right, of God's people, once lost, now found black and brown. This resulted in the captivity. This is what has resulted in so-called black captivity, so-called Hebrew, or so-called Negro, even here in this North country and in the countries where he who be who he be has drove we at. Now, here's the time. Prayer of the returned exiles, even right here. Even we, the Falasha Amhara, the Amharakin, right, even in this exile being gathering in. But the first key thing is Jah's forgiveness, recognizing Jah's forgiveness, right, and turning from that victim mentality, right, of the ukari, right, to that victorious, that good over evil, and recognizing that the time has come, that now is the time, that now is the time. Right, today is the acceptable day. And so here, the prayer of the returned exiles, we pray. Let's take a look at Selah pause right here and pick up with verses 4 to 7, the prayer for restoration, and verses 9 to 14, the assurance for the future, onward and upward. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shimela,
Asafta kol evrateka, heshvota mecheron apeka, shuvenu elohei ishainu, hafira kaaseka imanu, ha leolama te enafa banu, timal shok, apeka ledor wador. Halo ata teshuva techeyenu, ועמקה ישמחו בק, הראינו יחווה חסדקה, וישעקה תיתן לנו. Prayer for restoration, verses 4 to 7, restore us. Here after the Selah, where thou hast withdrawn all thy wrath, Thou hast turned from the fierceness of thine anger. Asafta kol evrateka. Hei shivota mecheron apeka. And here, at the fourth verse, restore us. Restore I. Restore us. Or in the KJV reads, turn us. Shuvenu. Turn I. Enu. Shubenu Elohe Yishainu, O God, O Source, O Elohim, Elohe Yishainu, Shubenu Elohe Yishainu, Wehafera Kaaseka Imanu, Shubenu, turn us, restore us to our former national glory. And alternative reading and rendering could be returned to us. Rashi read both meanings in the sort of not a normal form of the Hebrew as return to us and restore us. Shubeinu. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the translation, it says restore us. In the KJV, it says turn us, O God of our salvation. Shubeinu. Elohei Yishainu, v'hafir ka'aseka imanu, and cause thine indignation to cease, v'hafir, cause to cease, ka'aseka, the eyes indignation, imanu, with us, or in the sense and translation, towards us. In other words, the hafer, w'hafer, v'hafer, w'hafer, break, w'hafer, ka'aseka, break thine indignation, that it no longer provokes the eye to anger with I. W'hafer, ka'aseka, imanu. We have the imanu, with us, as we say, Emmanuel, El, the true good, the true God is with us here. His indignation, the ka'as, his ka'as, ka'aseka, is Emmanuel, and we call on him to break it, to cease it. We hafer ka'aseka, Emmanuel. Here, the KJV says, and cause thine anger, the indignation here, and the KJV is translated as anger toward us to cease. Verse 5. Wilt thou be angry with us, I, forever? Wilt thou the eye draw out thine anger to all generations? Now, not every anger is the same anger, and not often every word. For example, we have the ka'asika. Let's look at the word ka'asika and cause ka'as. Ka'as is more correctly to be understood as vexation. Vexation. With hafir ka'asika imanu, here in verse 4. And cause thine anger, but more correctly than what KJV has, because here we have in verse 5, the second part of verse 5, or the first part and the second part, wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Here in the Hebrew we have, ha le'olam te'enaf banu, tim shoka peka le'dor wador. So we have actually three different words, but in the King James Version, all of them translated as anger or angry. But it's not the same thing. In verse 4, where it says, turn us or return us, restore us, return to us, the sense of it is more of return to us, shubeinu, shuvenu, shuvenu, shubeinu, shubeinu, shuv, shuv, to turn, shubeinu, turn I and I, return to I and I, and restore us, Elohei Yishainu, Elohei Yishainu, the God of I and I salvation, Elohim, Elohei Yishainu, Elohei Yishainu. This is also a divine, you could say, name or bringing out that attribute of Yodhei Wehei Yahuwah, he who be Elohei Yishainu, he who be the Elohim of I and I Yeshua, Yishainu, of I and I salvation, with hafir ka'aseka imanu, ka'as. The ka'as can be interpreted and often is translated as anger or angry in that sense, but it's more correctly vexation. More correctly we have in the Hebraic sense of the word vexation, ka'as, the ka'as. Ka'as is trouble. Ka'as, by implication, is to grieve, like being aggrieved. In a sense, it can have taken on a sense of rage or being indignant. So thus the indignation sense, which may be a provocation to anger, which may be a provocation, that vexation, that ka'as, that trouble, that by implication grieve, aggrievement, being aggrieved, taking indignation may be a provocation to anger, but is not the same as anger. The word also may be brought out as vexed, to be sorry in a vexing way, to be wroth in a vexing way. Now, that's important because when we go to the fifth verse of today's daily psalm, in the fifth verse where it says, wilt thou be angry with us forever? Ha le'olam, forever, ha le'olam, ha le'olam, ha le'olam, te'enaf banu, te'enaf banu, te'enaf, te'enaf. Now here we have the word anaf, anaf. Anaf is to breathe hard. Anaf is to breathe hard. Ha le'olam te'enaf banu, te'enaf, wo the eye, te'enaf banu, wo the eye breathe hard against I and I. Te'enaf banu. Ha le'olam te'enaf banu. Wilt thou draw out thine anger? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Ledor vador, ledor vador, ledor vador, ledor vador. To all generations will you tim shok, drawing out, tim shok, to draw out, to mashak. Mashak, to draw in a great variety of applications, right? To draw out, to continue, to, the sense of it is like to extend, right? To extend, to stretch out. Stretch out, we have apeka, apeka. So we have the word apeka for anger and the sense of apeka, or if we point it as afika, afika, the af. Properly is the nose, the nostril. And this is connected with the word for angry. We have Tenaf, tenaf. But tenaf is to breathe hard. Tenaf banu, to breathe hard against I and I. Will you draw out thine anger, apeka, from the word af, afeka, apeka, from the af, the nose, the face, hence, occasionally a person, but it has the idea of rapid breathing, breathing hard in passion, ire, the ire, like someone's ire, someone's being angry. So we have a few interesting words that brings out components that may be generally called anger, but what really is anger? What is anger, and how does the Hebrew scripture really cipher it, right, in the Hebrew psychology of it? Here we have the anaf, anaf, to breathe hard, which is to say to be enraged, because it's all about the breath, keeping it spiritual. Wilt thou be angry with I and I? Keyword, ha le'olam, ha le'olam, ha le'olam, ha le'olam, forever, ha le'olam, tanaf banu, timshoka peka ledor wador, or timshoka afika, afika ledor wador. Now here's what's interesting. Within the attributes, the 13 attributes of Hashem revealed to Moshe and to Yisrael, to the Bnei Yisrael, one of them was long nose, being long nose. And this is interpreted as being of long suffering, to be long nose, right? Apayim, you know, being of long nose. But here, so the nose and the breathing and the anger and the breath and the spirit, very, very important when we start to see it, the Hebraic, from the Hebraic, from the true perspective or that true mind, being in the true presence, in the true face, in the true perception. Wilt thou draw out thine anger? In other words, will you continue to te'anaf, breathe hard, be enraged, be angry, be displeased, te'anaf banu, hal olam te'anaf banu, timshoka peka ledor wador, will you draw it out to all generations? In which event it is useless to apply ourselves? This is the question here. This question here we have in verse 5. Hal aulam tanaf banu timshoka peka ledor wador. If it's going to be hal aulam, hal aulam, if it's going to be hal aulam, hal aulam, hal aulam, then that's forever, 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 forever. Then it's going to be useless to apply I and I selves to rebuilding, to the restoration, right? To the resurrection and renewing if he's going to be still angry with I and I. See, that is cut off. See, the partial restoration of the people implied in the psalmist's view a diminution rather than a cessation of Jah's punitive wrath. So what is seen here is a lessening, but not a ceasing of that anger. And so he beseeches him, he beseeches Hashem, he beseeches Jah, and I beseech him to complete that which he had begun. Thus another set of questions in verse 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, quicken us again, cause us to live again? Halo ata, halo ata, halo ata, will not the I, halo ata, halo ata, tashuv techayenu, tashuv techayenu, tashuv, will not you turn to us life again, returning, turning to us techayenu, chay, life again, we'ameka yismechu bak, that your people and your people, if you restore to us life, tashu techayenu, haloata, halo, haloata, 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 will not I ata, ata tashu techayenu, we'ameka yismechu bak, that your people, Ameka, that Ameka, the eyes, arm, may rejoice, Yismechu, Bak, in the eye. Thou, the thou here is quite emphatic. Ata, ata, hallo, hallo ata, hallo ata, will not the eye. Is it not? Literally in the Hebrew, it's like the, not the eye. The, not the eye. Isn't it the eye? Hallo, hallo ata, hallo ata. Is it not the eye? Tashub techayenu. Is it not the eye that will tashub, turn to us, return to us, to us, to us, to chayenu, return to us, turning to us and giving us life? This is key. This is key. The emphatic in the Hebrew. Thou who madest us such a yea and amen through the prophets, will you not quicken? Will you not revive? So this phrase also in Psalm 80, round about verse 19, verse 18, 19. Now, right here, it's interesting, right here, we have the last verse of this second section, the prayer for restoration, here with verse 7, So we have, show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. So after these three questions, there's three questions in verse 5 and 6. Will the eye be angry with us forever and ever? Wilt thou draw out, extend thine anger to all generations? It was, we recognize previous generations, even this fulfillment, coming into the fulfillment, the beginning of the fulfillment of the 400 years, you was angry with those generations. Will you still be angry with this generation as you was angry with that generation, to all generations? Will thou not revive us? Will you not quicken us? Because that's what the prophets, Hanavim, had told us, that you will revive us, though you have killed us, you deaded on us, you will cause us to live and lively up by ourselves again, that thy people may rejoice. Rejoice, acknowledging that we did not take joy in Yahweh, right? Especially through these ups and downs and the tribulation and where we're at right now. One might say, how can you believe? You know, how can you accept this to be true? You know, why would he do that? And if he did that, that's why. I've heard ones and ones say, after hearing the basic 411, say, well, no doubt we are Hebrews. We are the children of Israel. But that's another reason why I can't believe in Jehovah. Why would he do this? Do what? Right. Do what? To punish our ancestors for a contractual breach of covenant? Right. One of the reasons why the world is the way it is because of us. Because of us. Now, we would say, well, we're not the one that did all these things, but we did not prevent it either. So here brings us to this verse, show us thy mercy, falling on the mercy of the court. Hare'enu Yahuwah chasedeka, the eye chasedeka, hare'enu Yahuwah chasedeka. We yeshika titen lanu, and grant us the eyes, yeshika, the eyes Yeshua, yeshika, the eyes salvation. We yeshika titen lanu, give the eyes Yeshua, yeshika, to I, titen lanu. But show us, cause us to see, seeing Ha're'enu Yahuwah Chasedeka, the eyes loving kindness, the eyes mercy. Now here, this now brings us to the third section of Mizmor Pei Hei, Psalm 85, Psalm LXXXV. And this section is the assurance Some talk about insurance. Well, this is the insurance for the future. The insurance for the future. It's very, very important that we give ear to hear what the word sound and the power, the spiritual power of the word is right here. Here we pick up with verse 8. It reads here from the KJV, from low degrees to high degrees. Here in the KJV, Psalm 85, verse 8, it says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again. Let them not turn again to folly. There's a very important, even Brit Chadasha, a Brit Chadasha, new covenant point within this word right here, where it says, I will hear. Faith comes by what? Hearing. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. I will hear. So give ear. Eshme'ah. Eshme'ah. Ma yidabir ha'el Yahuwah. Kiya yidabir shalom illa amo. Wa'illa hasadayo wa'ala yashubu likisla. But let them not turn back. Wa'ala yashubu. Wa'ala yashubu. Al yashubu. Wa'ala yashubu. Wa'ala yashubu. Don't let them turn back. Likisla. To folly. I will hear. Give ear. Eshma'ah. Eshma'ah, I will hear Eshma'ah. Eshma'ah, ma yidaber, ma, what yidaber, what speaketh Ha'el, Ha'el, what speaketh Ha'el, Yehovah, Ha'el, Yehovah, Ha, the El, the good, the God, Father, Ha'el, what speaketh, Garmawi, Kedamawi, Ha'ela, Ha'el, Ha'ela Selassie, Ha'el Yehovah, Ki Yidaver Shalom Ella Amo, for he will speak Shalom, Yidaver Shalom, he will speak Shalom, El Amo, El Amo, El Amo, to his people, with El Hasidayo, and to his saints, his Hasidim, to the Hasidayo, Hasidayo, his saints. I will hear Eshma, 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 Eshma. I will hear Ma, what Yidaber, what he will speak, Ha'el, what Ha'el, what Ha'el, Yahuwah, Yahuwah will speak. I will hear. The speaker is a psalmist, and I, who listens and listen, be still and gnosis, go into the sanctuary, go into the chapel, go into the silence, be still and know. I will hear Eshma, Eshma, Ma, Yidaber, Ha'el, Yehovah, Ha'el, Ha'el. Here we have the Ha'el, 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 the God. The true God, Ha'el, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, I will hear, I will give ear, listening for the answer which Ha'el, Ha'el gives to Amo, his people, to Jah's people's supplication. Hear for God, and the KJV says, God the Lord. The Hebrew is Ha'el Yahuwah, Ha'el Yahuwah, Ha'el Yahuwah. Ha'el, Ha'el, the God, the true God. We have El, El, right? The El, Ha, with the definite article, the El, Ha'el, the all-powerful whose might to fulfill his purpose is not limited. So when we say Ha'ela Selassie, the power, the might, the Ha'el of the Trinity, the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, he will speak peace. Ki yidaber shalom. He will speak shalom. Ki yidaber shalom il amo, to his people. He will work for their welfare, for their shalom. In spirit, right? In soul, in body, right? In health and in wealth. He will speak peace. ki yedaber shalom. It was said of Mordecai, seeking the good for Amo, seeking the good for his people, and speaking shalom to all his seed, to all his race, to all his seed. We have this in Esther, Hadashah, Esther chapter 10, verse 3. And not just to El Amo, his people, says, we'ilachasidayo, and to chasidayo. Better, even to his saints, his people, even to his saints, il amo with ilachasidayo. This is identical with the amo, amo. His people are the chasidayo, are the chasidim. For the meaning of chasid, very, very important, chasid, even the connection with chesed, chesed. Remember the change verse, right? We had verse 7, shu, show us thy mercy, ha re'enu Yahuwah, chasedeka, the chesed. So here those of that chesed are called the chasid, and here we get the term chasidim. But here his chasidim are called the chasidayo, his saints. Now we have more on this in the Mizmor 4, the fourth psalm, round about the third, fourth verse of that psalm. But here there's a condition. There is always a condition. The liars want to lie to you and talk about unconditional. Unconditional. It's always a condition. Right? Now, it could be grace full condition. It could be a graceless condition. But there's always a condition. Right? The condition is like the fine print. Right? See, a lot of nominal Christians will and are finding out the hard way that there are conditions. There's always conditions. Here it says, I will hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim, the true good, the true God. He says, Eshma'a, ma yidaber, to hear Shema'a Yisrael. Ha'el Yahuwah ki yidaber shalom il amo wa il chasidayo wi ala yashuvu lekisla wi ala yashuvu lekisla. But let them not turn back. And the sense of the Hebrew more direct is and wi al and not yashuvu yashuvu wi al yashuvu. Don't let them turn back, but let them not turn back to their folly. And turn back is like turn back again. Remember the psalm here, he has turned to us. So after he has turned us forward, don't turn back again. You know, look straight ahead. Don't look back. You know, look forward, forward ever. KJV brings it out, but let them not turn again to folly. Kisla, we have kisla, lekisla. Now, kisla in a good sense is trust. But in this context here, since it's we have like a negation and not turn. Ala yashuvu, don't let them turn. Turn not. May they not turn. Ali Ashubu. Wa Ali Ashubu. And let them not turn back. Lekisla. Turn again. Turn back to folly. Turn again to folly. To kisla. Now, kisla in the bad sense is silliness. Turn back to silliness. To kesel. Kesel. To fatness. Very, very interesting word, this particular word right here. But the translation of the King James Version, folly. Folly is kind of like a false confidence. The Hebraic sense of kisla, lekisla, in this sense is like a false confidence. It's like a careless, it's like a carelessness. You know? When you should be careful, you're careless. You feel insecure. You know, let them not turn back to kisla, to folly. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, is prepared to do his part, but conditionally, don't believe those liars that come in Jesus' name and say they are Christ, say they are Moshiach,
or they are of the, you know, the Messiah, the Messiahites, and yet they lie. They lie because he is the same today, yesterday, and forever. There's a condition. It's a gracious condition, the Berit Chadash, the renewed covenant, but it is a condition. Pay attention. Conditionally upon Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God. So like when he restores eye and eye sight, don't blind yourself, it's like to say. So there's a condition. Condition upon Yisrael not relapsing. Relapsing into errors which had led Yisrael from such a time into the disasters and into the galut or the sibet, into the captivity, even these, into these 400 years. So here, picking up with verse 9, surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Now, here we have to clarify this word fear, because not all fear is fear. Not all fear is the same fear. Surely his salvation, for sure, his salvation is nigh, is near to them that yare, that morally are reverent. They have a reverential trust coupled with a hatred of what Jah says is evil. Ak, akak arov, li reayo, yisho, his Yeshua, yisho, his salvation, yisho, ak, for sure, karov, for sure is near, li reayo, to those who reverence, yisho, his salvation is near, yisho, li shikon, so as to dwell, kavod, glory, so as glory to dwell, lishikon, we have the mishkan, tishakan, lishikon, kavod, be'aretzenu, in ayinai aretz, the earth, aretz, the land, be'aretzenu, in our land. That glory, that kavod, li shikona kavod abe aretz enu, that glory may dwell in Ayinai land. Glory, the kavod, kavod, kabod, kabod, kavod, Jah's gravity, his glorious presence, his perception, which had been withdrawn, his perception. That's why many of the lost sheeple ain't looking at this scripture, ain't looking at Jah's word right. They're seeing it through a false paradigm. They're seeing it through a false, a counterfeit mind, because they have to repent. They have to have a change of mind. Because, see, his glory, Jah's glorious presence had been withdrawn in consequence of the people's uckery, in their uckful nature, in that fallen state, in that turning their back instead of their face, they could not see Jah's grace. So we have Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Moving forward. Here, this is a beautiful verse, verse 10. Mercy and truth, these attributes, mercy and truth, are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed, italicization, each other. Righteousness and peace have kissed. The implication is each other. But in the Hebrew we have chesed ve'emet. Some say emet, truth. Truth, reality, chesed, loving kindness, ve'emet, nifagasho, they have met, tzedek ve'shalom, nashku, tzedek ve'shalom, tzedek, righteousness, justice, with shalom, justice and peace. We have justice and peace. In some translations, they translate as righteousness. The very same word Hebraically, tzedek, is both righteousness as well as justice. So this verse, verse 10, the second part, tzedek v'shalom, v'shalom, tzedek v'shalom, justice and peace. They say no justice, no peace. Why are they divided? Because it's not Yahweh. One is astray, but when he turned, and when one turned to Shuva, right? Chesed ve'emet, nifgasho, nifgasho, have met together, together. Tzedek v'shalom, na nishaku, 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 have kissed. Mercy and truth, the divine salvation, the victory is dependent upon human cooperation. Pay attention. The divine salvation, the divine salvation is dependent upon human cooperation. Take note that the divine, the divine salvation, the divine victory, the victory of good over evil is dependent upon human cooperation. When truth, emet, when emet, i.e. the truth in the sense is that righteous conduct, right? Like the word and indeed, you know, the truth, the manifest, the righteous conduct is practiced in the land, in the consciousness, in the inner and in the outer. See, the outer is the land and the inner is the land too. When righteous conduct is practiced in the land, it receives the baraka. It receives the baraka of Ha'el's chesed, of his chesed, of his mercy, of his loving kindness, of Jah's love, of true love. Whether it's practiced, see, we first practice it in the innermost of the innocence, right? And we receive the baraka in our spirit, in our soul. Right? And from there, that baraka to our physical, five cycle health, our body. And from there to our finances, that which pertains to our body, which is to love him with your whole soul, right? With your spirit, your soul, your body. So in that fullness, because we was created in his image and after his likeness. Righteousness and peace. Justice and peace. Tzedek, tzedek v'shalom, tzedek v'shalom nashaku, nashaku, tzedek v'shalom nashaku, nashaku, have kissed, they have kissed. It's a beautiful verse right here, nashaku, to kiss, figuratively or literally to touch. Now this is a beautiful word, nashak, right? Here we have nashaku. Nashaku in the sense of to kiss. In the literal sense or the figurative sense, it's a literally or figuratively, it's a touch. It's a touch. Through the idea of fastening up as a mode of attachment, nashak, which is translated as to kiss, to touch, is also to equip with weapons. So when one reads this here and it says right here, righteousness and peace have kissed each other, they might be thinking something warm and fuzzy in that sense, and that's all right. But as we grow, we get to recognize that Neshak, Neshaku, they equipped each other. Tzedek and Shalom, justice and peace, equips each other, as the word Neshak can also mean to equip with weapons, not just to touch in a literal or figurative sense or to kiss Neshak, but also to fasten up, to arm. This word is used also in a sense to arm, to rule, to kiss, that which has touched. Very, very important. So righteousness or justice, tzedek, and shalom, they touch. But the groundation is based on that mercy and truth meeting. Mercy and truth being met together. Pagash, pagash, or fagash. Nifagashu, 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 to come in contact with, to come in, to concur,
See that mercy, Jah love, and that truth, the grace, in grace and the truth, right, must be four square, must be balanced. So righteousness or justice and peace, this is how we have justice and peace. When justice and peace have kissed each other, when justice and peace have armed each other, truth springeth out of the earth. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from Shamayim. So justice and peace, the thought that shalom, in the broader sense of well-being, the Hebrew, the Hebraic sense of shalom, in the broader sense of well-being, in addition to harmony, is the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of tzedek, is the fruit of justice. This is prominent in the biblical, the Hebrew Bible, the rabbinical literature, and in the teaching of His Divine Majesty. In the former, the most impressive enunciation speaking about the Bible and the Holy Scripture of the doctrine can be found in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 32 and 17. Take note. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. As for the latter, there is the forceful declaration from the Perkei Avot, or the ethics of the fathers, that the sword comes into the world. Why does the sword come into the world? In other words, why does the sword have to be drawn? The sword comes into the world for the delay of tzedek, the delay of righteousness, the delay of justice, and for the perversion of tzedek, for the perversion of righteousness, the perversion of justice. They have kissed, they have formed a mutual alliance. Justice and peace is a mutual alliance thus formed. Thus, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from Shamayim. Emet me'aretza titzmach, 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 will spring, titzmach, spring, me'aretz, me'aretz. Emet me'aretza titzmach, will spring out of the earth with tzedek mishamayim. Nishkof, 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 will nishkof, will pay attention, will scrutinize. Tzedek from shamayim will look down, will shakaf, the root word shakaf. Here we have nishkof, nishkof, to lean out. The sense is that tzedek, righteousness from Shemaim, will be like leaning out of a window, peeping, preying, gazing, right? Looking upon, scrutinizing,
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 scrutinizing.
A restatement of the previous verse, we find it right here in the 11th verse. When men plant the seeds of Emet,
Emet,
Emet, of Emet, of truth,
of
truth, right, of Emet, so that it grows luxuriantly in the land and in the irritical, psychological land, the consciousness, there is a harvest of tzedek, of justice, there's a harvest of tzedek, of righteousness, sent from Shemaim, Mishemaim. With tzedek mishamayim nishakaf, earth and heaven. The earthly plane is mentioned first because moral reformation must begin with man. Moral reformation must begin with the man. Having begun on earth, the earthly plane, it receives impetus from the help, from the help and the assistance, the divine assistance that come from the higher height, Mishamayim. Yay, yes I, yay, the Lord Jehovah shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Yay, Gam Yahuwah, Gam Yahuwah, Titein HaTov. Titein hatov, titein hatov, gami hova, and also Yahuwah, Jehovah, yitain, we have yitain, yitain, he will give yitain hatov,
Hatawav, Hatov. He will give that which is good. Ve'arseinu titein yebulaha. Yevulaha. Ve'arseinu titeina yevulaha. And our land shall, yevulaha, will give, titein, will give her increase. He will give that which is hatov, that which is the good. Now, the rain, it's all about the water and the rain. The rain is essential for a fruitful season. Perhaps the sense here is more a general sense. Prosperity, pay attention, will be the accompaniment. Prosperity is the accompaniment of a high standard of national morality and ethics. This is where prosperity comes from. Such a statement would fully accord with the Hebraic thought, the Hebraic iteration, the Hebraic idea, that seed, that thought. Let this mind be in you which discern a connection between virtuous conduct and physical, physical well-being, both with the individual, the indivisible dual, and the community, the common unity. Here we like to cite Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3, and Deuteronomy chapter 28, just the whole chapter. Now here, bringing I and I to the fulfillment verse of today's daily psalm, righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, tzedek lefanayo yehalek, tzedek lefanayo yehalek, and shall make his footsteps away. Ve'yasem lederek te'amayo. Te'amayo. Shall make his footsteps. His footsteps. Te'amayo. For a way. Lederek. Ve'yasem lederek te'amayo. Shall go before him. Tzedek. Righteousness. Tzedek, justice, lifanayo, before his face, before his perception, in his perception, tzedek lifanayo yehalek, shall trod, shall go, yehalek, the halaka, and our conversation, our behavior, right, yehalek, halaka. If Yisrael is loyal to Ha'el Lohim, he will guide the nation to greatness. And before him, as a herald goes, the righteousness, the justice which moves him to the salvation of Amo, of his people. Isaiah the prophet, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 58 and 8 brings us out where the words are used. These words are used of Yisrael, Yasharel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Yashar El, the upright of El Elohim, shall make his footsteps away. Now the Hebrew is said to be somewhat obscure right here. We have V'yasem l'derek pe'amayo. V'yasem l'derek pe'amayo. Now Rashi interpretation, some people say, seems the simplest. Rashi said, and he shall make his footsteps for a way. He shall make his footsteps for a way. Ve'yasem lederek pe'amayo. He shall make his footsteps for a way to be followed by his children, banayo, by his sons. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, marks out the path for Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Yashar El, the upright of El, the true good, the true God, to traverse, leading to salvation, Yeshua, and to happiness. Otherwise, some say the subject is tzedek,
justice. It's tzedek, righteousness, which is pictured as a herald clearing a way for Ha'el, Ha'Elohim's advent, who brings with him safety and happiness for the nation, even Amo, his people, Jah people. Yes, I, Ami, Shema, Shema, yes, I, 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 yes, I. Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I, yes, I, yes, I, yes, I, yes, I,
yes, I. Yes, 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 Laila Tov, Shavua Tov, yes, I, Hashem Yeshua, good strong seven, Laila Tov, good night, and Boker Tov, Hashem Yeshua, Rastafari.